Well, hey y'all, it's Brian, and it's the Happy Daily. I ain't been daily much lately. I apologize for that. I'm driving right now, as you can tell by the clickety-clacking of the turn signal, because I use my turn signal. I think it is a hate crime not to use your turn signal. Hate crime may be saying a lot, but it's should be a crime. Some sort of, I don't know, capital punishment. Or it's corporal punishment. Like, I think somebody should probably get a beating if they don't use their turn signal, because not using a turn signal, it ain't safe. I mean, I see all these people talking on their cell phones and not using their turn signal and recording YouTube videos and stuff while they're driving, and it ain't safe. But I'm here. It's Saturday. I may be posting this on Sunday, but it's Saturday, and I'm just getting back from the Cheerwine Festival, and I have to say that if you like Cheerwine, you can get you some Cheerwine at the Cheerwine Festival. It's so good. You can get the Cheerwine Zero. That's the one that ain't got no sugar in it, and sometimes I have to do that one because I'm a little overweight, but it's delicious. The high-octane stuff that is in the glass bottles is just to die for. It is wonderful. And I just love Cheerwine. And that's why I got me this hat. It cost me $15. It's an expensive hat, but I can now say that I have a Cheerwine hat. Well, this weekend is the big weekend. It's when racing comes back. It's like the life's blood of Wilkes County in North Wilkesboro comes back. Hope you're taking a part in it. I've just been deep in prayer. Deep in prayer. Like meditative prayer. Meditation. Like Kim being coming knocking on the door. Brian, what's going on in there? Kim, I'm deep in prayer about this race and this racetrack, and I'm hoping it comes back. And God answers prayers. It's back. And I think it's going to save Wilkes County, if not all of America. It's been deep, dark times with inflation and everything and people running back and forth across the border just like they're playing hopscotch. And this racetrack, it just might make all the difference in the world. And I'm just proud of everything that Dale Jr. and NASCAR has done to make this possible. And I just, this is just bright future for Wilkes County. Bright future. We're getting the sheets. You know that? We're getting the sheets. That is so cool. You know, eventually the meth village will probably turn into a meth metropolis as things just grow. And I don't know what to think about that. Like, first I think, you know, meth ain't good. Meth is bad. But growth is good, and it's probably good for the economy. So as long as the use of opioids goes down and the use of meth goes up, at least productivity will probably go up. So that's probably a good thing. But I'm coming, driving home. I think I'm in Statesville right now. Driving home after this Cheerwine Festival, and I just wanted to record a video because I ain't talked to you in a while because I've been in meditative prayer for months. You know, fortunately I work for myself, so I couldn't get fired. But I know that there's some time that I wasn't working for a while, but my clients understand. What's Brian doing? Oh, he's in meditative prayer about the racetrack. And like, well, that's okay. You know, we don't need our signs cleaned right now. We can just wait. And I got a whole bunch of business racking up right now that I got to go take care of. Might get back into goose control, don't know. People have been clamoring about me going back into goose control. But I just about lost 2 or 3 fingers doing that. It's just hard. It's awful hard. I just realized that I got my lunch here. I didn't eat at the festival because it's the devil's work. Because, you know, it's like a big party. But it's a big party for Cheerwine, so I figured I might as well go just to get me some Cheerwine, but I didn't, and a hat. but I didn't want to buy no food because there might be alcohol or something in it, because you don't know what they're going to slip into it. So I went to Arby's and they got the meats. This ain't an ad. Unless you want to be an ad, Arby's, can you pay me for that? I'll take $5. I'll take $3. Just go to Amazon.com or BrianKilby.com/Amazon and buy something. That'll, you know, maybe they got some Arby's gift cards or something. I don't know. Well, people, I love you. You know, Racetrack loves you and Arby's loves you. Cheerwine loves you. So hope y'all have a happy day, and I love y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.